Hello, Pastor Fisher of Straight Gate Ministries. This is the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, Teaching Bible Radio. We're glad you've tuned in. Today we're going to feature on the broadcast a message about salvation, which is one of our favorite topics as we go out to evangelize people in the world and in the prisons and the shelters. And we're going to share this message with you today from the book of John chapter 3. And perhaps you are listening and you have not understood the gospel and what God has done for you. We want to let you know today in a very clear presentation, and we hope that you will embrace the good news that God has given his Son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile all things to himself. We'd like you to get in touch with us, those of you who are listening in. We are on many channels that are new to our broadcast, and we'd like to ask you to give us a call so that we can monitor the response that you have to our teaching here on this channel. Let us know what station you listen on. Give us a call at 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or you can email us, if you like, online at radio@teachingbible.org. That's radio@teachingbible.org. Or, of course, you can always drop us a line in the mail at Teaching Bible Radio, P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. That's P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. And we hope that you tune in and listen to our broadcast at this time each week on this station. And we would just love to hear from you. Your emails and letters are so encouraging. And, of course, as you know, we need your support financially in order to be able to afford to bring these messages to you on these airways at this time. So we pray that they are a blessing to you. And copy the messages if you like. I want you to know they're all available in their entirety online at teachingbible.org. And you can go there and download these and share them with a friend or email the link to family anywhere on earth. So we hope you enjoy these messages. And it is our pleasure and our great privilege to be able to come in fellowship with you around God's Word at this time. Here's an excerpt from our message, and then you'll hear another portion of it, but as we say, you can hear it online in its entirety.
And make a way that I can be clean and can know for sure that I'm clean and washed of all my sin. Wouldn't you like to go to bed tonight knowing for sure that you have been cleansed and forgiven of all your sin?
Amen.
Think about that.
Amen.
That's the very best thing on earth. And so Jesus said,
this is Teaching Bible Radio.
Welcome to Teaching Bible Radio, the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri, featuring pastor-teacher Landis Fisher, exploring your world through the Word of God. Let's join our teacher for another thought-provoking adventure from the Bible, which is available in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Here's our teacher, Pastor Fisher.
What do I need to do to be right with God? See? And so Jesus looked right into his heart and to his soul. The Bible says he had no need to ask about man because he knew what was in man. You know what? Jesus knows what's in your heart and what's in mine right now.
Amen, amen.
And he's here tonight to bear witness to you by his Spirit to let you know that what you must do is be born again. Just as he told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, what I said originally was he told him that which is born of the flesh is flesh. All of us are born of the flesh or we wouldn't be sitting here. This is flesh and blood, came from my mother and father. It was born into the world, and I've had a problem with sin ever since I was born. That's what David said in Psalm number 51, and sin did my mother conceive me. See? And so we all have that natural inclination to do disobedience against God's law. And that's the reason why we see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus didn't understand the statement Jesus said. So he said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he go back into his mother's womb a second time and be born? Jesus said, are you the teacher of Israel and you do not understand these things? You're the one supposed to be teaching people spiritual things, but you don't get it. He said, that which is born of the spirit, flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. And except you be born from above, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And so I come with the good news tonight that although all of us are born in the flesh, we all have fallen short of God's glory. We have missed the mark. That's what the Greek word says. We have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. But God sent his son into the world to make us right so that we can have a relationship with God. And we call this discipleship, basically, because we have to learn. God knows that we are not knowing all the things that are in his word. He understands that we fall short in our understanding of the Bible. Many of you may have tried to read the Bible and looked at it and it didn't make sense, so you put it down and didn't read it anymore. That happens to a lot of people. Once you're born again of the Spirit, you can see the things that the Spirit of God is doing, and the word will come alive to you, and at that point you can learn from God, and you can be the disciple. A disciple simply means learner, a learner, someone who learns from the Lord. And so I'm here to let you know, this is what I did myself. I was in the same shape as everybody else on earth at one point in my life, and I began to realize the emptiness in my life and how I never seemed to be able to get it together. Couldn't do things right, kept on finding myself in a mess over and over and over, getting into stuff that was way over my head and way out of my control. And then one day the Lord kind of woke me up. You know, he used the trouble that I was in to wake me up, to cause me to see that you need something else. There's something I have that you need, and I'm ready to give it to you as soon as you're ready to receive it. And so the same thing is true of you tonight who are in this room. If you're here tonight and you have never cultivated a relationship with the Most High God, Jesus told Nicodemus in that same passage in John chapter 3, the verse that you probably already know, that mostly everybody knows by heart, he says in verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Verse 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." So Jesus came on a mission of salvation, and he was given, in other words, crucified on the cross. And the purpose of the crucifixion is something that I always like to make clear to people. Most people know Jesus was crucified, but they don't know why. That was the one thing I said about the Mel Gibson movie, The Passion of the Christ. It showed you what happened to Jesus, but didn't really explain why. And the reason why Jesus was crucified is that God is a just God. God has to mete out justice. He cannot let a slimy snake like me off the hook unless somebody pays the bill for my sin. And so the crucifixion was about that. God allowed his son to receive the penalty that I deserve and that all of us who have sinned against him deserve, in order that he might have justice served out there on behalf of everybody who sinned. And so Jesus was like the serpent. He told Nicodemus the same thing. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. The serpent in the wilderness was lifted up because people had sinned against God. And God says, "Moses, you make a brazen serpent, put it on a pole, and whoever looks up on that serpent, believing, I'll spare them from the snake bites who had come into the camp and bit them and poisoned them." You can read about that in the book of Numbers. And so Jesus uses a metaphor of a snake lifted up on a pole. You'll see that same snake on the back of the ambulance today. They have a serpent on a pole, in case you ever wondered what was that for. Came right out of the Bible. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So Jesus was crucified in order to pay the debt for your sin and for my sin, in order that whoever believes upon him, looking upon him, he said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." And so he was lifted up on the cross in order to be wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities, chastised for your peace, that by his stripes we all might be healed, everyone who believes in him. And so that's what the cross was for. The justice of God was being served. At the same time, God's mercy was being displayed. God could have just cast all men into hell, and he would be perfectly correct by doing that. Because why? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But at the same time, God loves you just like you are. And he made a way that no matter how far away from him we are, that we can be cleansed of our sin by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So it was a show of God's justice as well as a show of his mercy that he allowed his son to be crucified on the cross. And so if you believe in him, Jesus said, God so loved the world. God's motivation was that he loved us. You see, there was no other way we could be right. Nothing I could do on earth could make me clean in the sight of the living God. There's nothing that you can do. You might be sitting there wondering, what can I do to be right with God? The answer is absolutely, God will give you the free gift of salvation by faith in him alone. That's the good news that we call the gospel. That's why it's gospel. Gospel is a euangelizo, the Greek word. It means good news. It is a verb, and it's the best news in the world. I think good news really plays it a little short. It's very, very good news. The best news I ever heard, that God would love me and make a way that I can be clean and can know for sure that I'm clean and washed of all my sin. Wouldn't you like to go to bed tonight knowing for sure that you have been cleansed and forgiven of all your sin?
Amen.
Think about that.
Amen.
That's the very best thing on earth. And so Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. He didn't come to condemn us. You know what? We were already condemned. But he came on a mission of salvation to save us, to wash us clean of every sin. And as many as believe him, John says in chapter number 1, verses 10 and following, to them, whoever believes in him, to them he gives the right to be called the sons of God. So Jesus wants to give you the right today to be called the son of God. You can leave here tonight or go to your bed knowing for sure, maybe you'll take a shower when you leave here. You can be thinking, I'm washing away all my sin in the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to go to bed perfectly clean and wake up in the morning without a spot or blemish. You see, by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. That's not even the verse I was turning to, but my mind went there. But let me just read this one thing and I'll be just about done. Here in the book of Colossians, it says this. In chapter number 2, it says this in verse number 8. This is what I wanted to share with you. Paul warning the church at Colossae, he says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men and after the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. In other words, people are always trying to come up with some ridiculous thing, some ceremony, some ritual, some manner of baptism, something that you have to do in order to be right with God. So Paul warns the church, beware. These people are everywhere telling people what they have to do in order to be saved. But you beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him, speaking of Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Do you know when Jesus got out of the grave after he rose, and you can read about this in Matthew 28, verse 18, you know what he said? He says, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth.
Amen.
See, all power. No one else has more power than Jesus Christ. So don't let somebody fool you with some hogwash and tell you that there's something you're lacking. Well, if you're in Christ, you aren't lacking anything. You're complete in him, the Bible says. Take them to Colossians 2 and verse 10 and show them exactly what it says. You are complete. You're not lacking anything. You know what? If somebody says, oh, you haven't been baptized this way, that way, or the other way, you tell them baptism doesn't save you except the one that God does. Ephesians 4 and 5 says there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Amen.
If there's one baptism, which one is that? Is that the one I do or the church does, or is it the one that God does?
The one that God
you see,
does.
The one that God does is the one that saves you.
Amen.
Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be baptized. The Bible says we're to preach baptism for repentance and remission of sin. You see, so yes, you should submit yourself to the church, but the baptism that saves you is the one that God does. Jesus himself
Amen.
Is the only one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He has promised to do that for everyone who believes, no matter who you are. When you believe, you have been baptized into the body of Christ. Jesus does that. God himself does it. Ephesians 4, 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
Yeah.
So don't let anybody spoil you with philosophy or vain deceit.
Teaching Bible Radio is listener-funded radio. Write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri 63145. Call us toll-free 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or visit us online at teachingbible.org, a ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri.